You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis is to preside over a prayer for peace in South Sudan and in the Democratic Republic of Congo on November the 23rd in St. Peter's Basilica at 5:30 p.m. Rome time. Solidarity with South Sudan, in association with the Justice and Peace Office of religious organisations worldwide, has organised the prayer. And it confirmed that when Pope Francis heard of the initiative, he made it known that he wanted to be personally involved. Christians across the world are therefore invited to pray together on that day and time for peace in the world and above all in South Sudan and in DRC, two conflict-ravaged nations in which millions of displaced people are suffering the effects of violence and terrible humanitarian crises. Sister Judith Pereira Rico, the Associate Executive Director of Solidarity in Rome, told journalists that the main thing people ask her when she travels to South Sudan is to tell the world what is happening in their country. The world's newest country spiraled into civil war in late 2013, 2 years after gaining independence from Sudan, causing one-fourth of the 15 million-strong population to flee their homes. Sister Judith described the continuing violence and abuse taking place in South Sudan as silent genocide. She told me what it means for the suffering people of South Sudan to know that the Pope and Christians across the world are praying for them.
For them, to know that people outside South Sudan, in Rome, the Pope, Christians, and not only here, there are other people who will be praying in other places, it's like saying, we have the world with us, you know, we have the support. For them, I think it's like a source of strength, of hope for the future, to feel that they are not alone. And I think this is the most important, because they couldn't have the courage to resist what they are enduring now, no? As refugees, victims, this raping of women is the same in South Sudan or worse, like in Congo, no? So to see that people are talking about this, they count, because I think the people feel they don't count for anybody. For politicians, they don't count. They don't exist. They are fighting power and economy. So who is the really minding them, no? So this is the best.
It's also a way to put South Sudan back on a map, which seems to have been forgotten by the international community.
Yes, I mean, nobody knows where South Sudan actually. Even the war, that is a new country, many few people know about that, no? So being someone, it's like giving the dignity, you are there, you are suffering, we recognize, we are with you. It's saying this.
It's so sad. I remember when independence was declared and the people were so happy and so hopeful. Do you still remember those days? Is it still in the hearts of the people?
Yes, people want to be one. They understand that because they came from 20 years of war, they didn't have the same national identity. You know, they were parts together. They didn't have that. But the problem is that it burst because of fight for power and money of the military. While the women, young people are saying, we want peace, we can live together, we can do it. But they don't have the structure. So perhaps not having the country in the hands of military, you know, but in another civil power that see this society in another way, not like tribes fighting, no?
Is Pope Francis's interest in South Sudan helpful?
Yes. I think he's very interested in talking, in making a path or setting a peace way or path that we can see now. No? They were saying he's waiting for them to begin something to come and support, but they have to begin. The problem is that the economy and power fight is scoping everything. This is not even a tribal fight. It's for politics and power.
That was Sister Judith Pereira Rico, the Associate Executive Director of Solidarity with South Sudan in Rome.